Talking Trees at 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE for you. I have a question. How much bark can be stripped off a mulberry before it ultimately dies? Horse took off about a quarter of the bark, if you're looking at the circumference of the tree, a quarter of it on the west side. And we're hopeful that this, we actually call it our Jesus tree because it's resurrected multiple times.
Wow.
A goat killed it the first time and the second time, and then it came back as a multi-trunk, and now a horse ate it. So even if it dies, we're hopeful it'll still come back. But it's the difference is the first two times it was small, so recovering back to where it was real quick.
Right.
Well, this is like 6 or 7 years old now, and it's about 25 feet tall, and we'd hate to start over again.
Yeah, that's pretty sad. But trees, again, I'm going to say it over and over again, they're amazing compartmentalizers. How often have you seen? I was at U of A with one of my three daughters, different schools. And
you got to remember which one.
Yeah, I got to remember which one. And I remember sticking my hand through the all the way through the trees, the citrus trees, the old ones on campus, you know, where there's big holes in them. They're just amazing. So again, and mulberry is super hardy. That's why they planted them here. You know, they're obviously cause a lot of allergy problems, but heck, they are super hardy. So here's what I would say is that tree is going to start compartmentalizing that damage real quick. But again, on the west side, very, very bad for the bark tissue to get sun scald and deeper damage and decay. So I would try to wrap that for sure. You probably have, but get some cloth wrap and cover that up and protect that, you know, and not too tight, but not too loose, and give it some protection from the sun. That's the main thing.
And what, I didn't wrap it, but I did put that Go Natural tree paint
on it.
I know John's not a big fan of the paint over wrapping, but
second best thing,
though.
Second best thing. Yeah, I would say absolutely. The paint's kind of neat. People don't forget that paint, it wears off over time, you know, the air and oxygen, so which is kind of cool. So it breaks down and allows a little bit of light penetration for kind of more naturally anyway. So really, really not a bad deal, but the second choice.
And I guess it's interesting. I never thought of it that way, but you used to always see the paint as a white paint.
Right.
And, you know, that is sun protection.
Right.
And you could always tell when the white was fading. The Go Natural that's designed to blend into the tree, you don't notice that so much,
right.
That fading.
That's exactly right. And it's cool that, you know, you could have probably always used other colors, but white was the color of choice.
Just the standard.
It was the standard. Sure. And obviously in formal ornamental type neighborhoods, it was actually done also more for formality. You'd see all the citrus trees with the white paint, and they would do it every year and keep them really nice and neat. And it just had that formal garden look to have the paint on them also. It was more, these were mature trees. You'd see that all the time. Then later when it was more for damage and people didn't like the white, they started moving towards the more natural colors. And you could really use kind of any color you want, but the lighter colors reflect the heat. You know, white was also used because it's good reflective of heat and light. So it'd probably be the very best color, but the natural colors are fine, the earth tone colors. And I'm saying, depending on the amount of damage, it's good that the paint breaks down and goes away, maybe as it's healing. But if it's a lot of damage, you would want to recoat that every year, or depending on the side of the tree. If it's a lot of damage on that west side, really bad. So
second best thing is the Go Natural paint, but y'all would rather just like a burlap.
Exactly.
Type cloth, yeah. Tied around it.
Absolutely. And that way too, you can, you know, every year you probably should take it off and check it and rewrap it, you know, if you, and, you know, once you've checked it out and make sure nothing's going on underneath. A lot of other, you know, issues pop up from sun scald damage. So,
and don't wrap it or tie it so tight that the tree can't grow.
Correct.
Well, I mean, it'll still grow, but it'll start, you know, cutting into the bark and cutting off the...
It could, yeah, it could. And plus, it just, again, like if you were putting something on yourself, you don't want it so tight that it's causing other issues.
Tree tape works really well, too. I have it wrapped around my ficus tree because it's got sun damage.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah,
tree
excellent.
Tape.
Tree tape, yeah. It's breathable. It looks like it's got a broken leg, but it works fantastic.
yeah, they make tree tape, yes. Also, a couple more tips here. I wanted to, one more. I want to make sure that it's a great time to prune most all your trees still until they start dropping really, really heavy. The foliage, You know, if we get some really hot weather or a warm spell, you want to be careful. And of course, for the frost-sensitive plants, you want to be more careful, like the citrus and ficus and things like that. Again, was out the last couple of weeks. People want those things pruned. We do a real nice natural crown, nothing real heavy until back to that spring, February to March. But absolutely keep the weight off. You can keep them nice. You can keep them looking good. Absolutely no problem.
And we'll have a couple more of those after the news break. And if you'd like to talk trees, you can. Visit with Steve at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We'll go through a couple text questions on the back side of the news break. One about planting a 24-inch Fantex ash tree. And we'll talk about proper ways to plant. Fall is premier time to plant.
Yes, it is.
In the desert, we don't often get hard freezes, and it gives the tree almost, a really big head start before the next summer season.
Yes.
Not that we can't plant in the spring and in the summer, but this is the optimal time because we get that head start.
Yes.
It's amazing that how warm the soil still stay in, a couple inches underground. That earth's an incredible insulator.
Absolutely. Absolutely it is.
It's the second Saturday of the month. It's the 8 o'clock hour, so we're talking trees.